Hello, your pizza. I know you. I mean, your pizza's here. Hey, I didn't expect to see you around still. Anyways, I got your pizza right here. And that'll be 9:25. 9:25. You're just looking at me. You don't have any money. Oh. That's not good. Well, tell you what, normally, I would be walking away, but I know you. I know you're cool. We had come together after all, and that was terrible. So if you can go through that, then we can go through anything, right? So let me make you a deal. If you can't pay with cash, maybe you can pay in other ways. What do you think? You are interested. Okay, then. Now why don't we do something that I've been meaning to do for a long, long time. There. Thanks for helping me move that couch. It's, been troubling me for a while. And it's kind of convenient that we just happen to live right next to each other. I kind of wish I knew that sooner. Anyways, come on, take a seat. We have this here. We can finally use it. And feel free to bring the pizza box with you. Yeah, I'll get the payment covered. And you can consider it, the payment for helping me out. Anyways, since we graduated, and it's been a while since we've seen each other, I've had a pretty interesting kind of life. Like, I've gone through a few jobs since last time I saw you. Since that was a lot of years ago, makes sense. But it feels weird, it feels old to say that. Ugh. I've been through a few jobs. Ugh. But I started by working at this burger place. It's called Five Guys, you may recognize it. Very good place. There are some guys there that I personally couldn't work with, so I ducked out of there real quick. And then I started doing DoorDash work and stuff, and now I am a pizza boy. And it's been paying surprisingly well. I have a few regulars that I deliver to, and they usually tip fairly well, which is always nice. I try and... I don't know. I don't think that you can really fake enjoying seeing people. At least not long term. So it is nice to have people that I genuinely like to see while working this. There's this old lady that I deliver to every Friday. And she's about around 80. And I don't know how you get your life in the position she has it. But she has parties every single Friday, all at night. I don't know how many people are wasted in there, but it seems to be a lot. Anyways, I'll deliver pizza to her. She's so sweet, so very sweet. Absolutely wild. One time she answered the door with face paint on, as if she were going to like a Kiss concert, which I do like Kiss, I will admit. Anyways, the whole aesthetic of that. But I have no context for that, and I will never get context for that. Anyways, I don't know. It's been a lot of wacky figures, and that keeps things interesting for me, and I've been enjoying that. It's also been nice to actually get an income, considering my kind of life situation before. And I'm going to college now, which I didn't know if I'd be able to, but I'm very happy that finally I'm getting there. In probably, is it 2 months? 2 months, yeah. And I applied for 72 scholarships going into this college. I practically turned into like my second job to apply, because I kind of need that. And out of those 72, I got 2 scholarships, which is good enough for me. I am more than happy with that, more than satisfied. I'm still so hyped about that. Wow. Anyways, I've been talking about me this whole time. I've been wondering about you. Because it feels like a lot of people just moved away in the past however long, you know? It feels like it was just a bit ago when we still lived by so many of our friends and everything. And I thought everyone was moved away, but you're still here. Wow. And I feel very lucky for that. Okay, wait, that sounds weird. Oh. Now, to be honest, it is scary, though, right? Like, after starting up, going to college and everything, my partner moved away. That was about a year ago. And it ended on really good terms. You remember him. He was great. There was no issues with it. I think we were kind of, like, not drifting apart, but, like, we kind of realized that us dating wasn't really what we... It wasn't something that we could really push to the next level without, like, forcing it, which is something that you should not do in relationships. So that ended, and that was, you know, pretty fine with both of us. But the more and more I see people move away, the more it gets me kind of spooked, right? I feel like having people around does make me feel more grounded. So I was very excited to see you. And to be honest, I did kind of have a crush on you back in camp. When we were having that class together. It's kind of the reason why I would invite you over for study sessions and find excuses for you to come to the vending machine with me. You know. Sorry, I'm not very good at this. Do you want to try and hang out more? I don't know if it'll turn into a relationship. And I don't really care about that right now. You're here, and I'm here, and I really want to appreciate that fact. We could do a lot together. Outside of romantic whatevers, right? We're not in that yet, I don't think. But we can go and see the ducks that are still around. Go stargazing at night. Do all the things that we used to do so many years ago. Have a little nostalgia trip. Because I think I need that right now. I think it would be nice. But if that sounds interesting than you, then here is my number. I'm supposed to use this notepad for work, but, you know, you're making me break the rules here. Here's my number. Text or call me whenever. My shift ends in about 2 hours. So, speaking of, oh no, I'm going to be late to my next delivery. Listen, I am gonna get up. I will see you. Have a beautiful day. Don't worry, it's the old, nice lady that I, deliver to, so I don't think she'll mind. But I'll see you. Have a good one. Goodbye! This is my house. let me open the door. Yeah. Sorry, I'm kicking you out. And, maybe I can bring you back in sometime. Okay, I really have to go now. It's been really nice to see you. You're colder than stuffed crust, and I hope you have a good one.